I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Maggie Baudette, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, breaking up with your barista might be harder than breaking up with your boyfriend. When you live on a small, average street, you wind up going to the same places day in and out. The same shop, restaurant, cafe, and so on until you become something called a regular. You have the phone number of the meat guy across the street, and he texts you to let you know when he is almost out of chicken wings. You're always trying to slide past that old guy who gives you a weird, intimidating smile and says things like, "Are you beautiful?" or "Do you need help with that?" As though every bag I am cursed with carrying is surely full of thick, man-sized bricks, and you're speeding up as you pass one of the coffee shops you go to so that a friendly girl who makes milky hearts in the center of your latte can't see you with a cup of coffee from the other place. Choosing a coffee place for someone who drinks a lot of coffee reminds me of dating. You come to a new spot that just opened on your street. It is your second coffee of the day, so it's fine. You smile to the barista, order your first cup of coffee, and leave. It's not bad, you think the next morning as you find yourself wandering there. The person recognizes you but doesn't say anything. You chat, find out that he has a dog, and wish him a good day on the way out. You realize once you're home that you've remembered the name on his tag, Jonathan. Does he go by John, you wonder? After a week of seeing each other and about 15 cups of coffee, you decide to move on to the next level and get to know each other better. You tell him about your day, he meets your mom when she visits, and at some point, even your cat, when you stop in on the way to the vet, and now John is always asking how Cookie's paw is doing. You don't even scurry past your previous coffee shop anymore. You see the familiar face through the window as she dollops milky hearts on some new girl's coffee and you wave. She waves back. God, how many baristas have I had, you think? Is there such a thing as a too big number in the 21st century? A month later, John knows exactly how you want your man. Did I say man? Coffee. Coffee. White and hot. I could kill for a hot latte. You already know enough about each other to support a conversation as he's steaming your 2% milk like it's the best part of his day. You trust him enough to agree when he suggests you try new things. The alternative brewing, you ask? I've never tried it before. A lot of people are afraid of it at first, but you'll be surprised how many of them start to like it and even come back for it. You just have to try it with someone you trust. Brewing is my specialty, he says. Everything seems perfect until it happens. As you turn the corner, something catches your eye. A new coffee to go. They have a stylish menu hanging outside. The woman behind the counter is a bit older. Maybe she's more experienced. She waves. You wave back. She calls you over with an authority, an allure. You don't want to go. You already have a perfect cup of coffee waiting for you. What if her coffee is tastier, you think? But I already have a coffee I like. Or do I? You're falling for it, and the next thing you know, your hand is warm. The story is always the same. You meet, you try, you just feel it. Then it isn't just milk and cookies anymore. Her name is Jessica. She convinces you to try new things, new syrups. She takes you to exotic blends. She asks about your last trip to your parents. She worries when you don't show up for a couple of days, tells you the latest gossips you must know. It is a beautiful year, and you suddenly realize you haven't tasted coffee from anyone else in a long time, until something reminds you of John. Suddenly, you find yourself missing that brand of 2% Jessica doesn't have, and there you are, again, holding a fresh cup of coffee that John just made for you. You don't just stop going to Jessica. You separate them because you don't want to choose one, and those goddamn cookies are just too good to give up on. But every game of charades must end, and one day everything blows up in your face. You're walking home after John just brewed you a cup of some Guatemalan blend. Jessica is smoking outside. Her eyes fly wide. You can hear her thoughts. Traitor! Who is that bitch? Coffee whore! She flicks her cigarette against the wall and turns her back on you forever. Soon after, you leave on a holiday for a month. It never really counts if it's in the other country, right? When you get back, you have terrible jet lag. In order to maintain your days and separate them from your nights, you have to drink a lot of coffee. You learn that John has moved on with his life and the coffee shop had to replace him, a boy and a girl. After going there 3 times a day, things get serious pretty quick. They are just perfect, funny, thoughtful, and always there for you whenever you had a good or a bad day. They made all the other baristas you've had before just disappear and fade away from your memory. Jessica who? But nothing lasts forever. They closed their shop. They say it takes you 30 days to get over a breakup. You feel devastated, yet can't afford mourning and inaction until one day your roommate comes home with a fresh cup of coffee in his hand. There's a new coffee shop instead of that last spot. They seem nice, he says. This time it feels different. You are not excited anymore. You just don't have any emotional space to go through it again. Suddenly, something you thought would never cross your mind pops into your head. Should I just settle down and get a coffee maker? Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.